Hi, this is Jessica Jacobs reading my poem, Sibling Beit Midrash, and it opens with an epigraph from Genesis 42:8. Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Cave crickets pulse the walls of the shed while mice scurry the baseboards, and there, beside slumped bags of potting soil, there in attics whose rafters are woven with webs, whose boards sag with boxes long forgotten and bins hauled down for some annual reason. There in basements dank with the slow seep of groundwater, there in the dusty closets of memory are the sacred scrolls of our childhood. Released from their grotty arcs, we unroll them across a kitchen table. My sisters and I lean close, coffee and crumbs anointing the pages, pointing and laughing and reading aloud, and, as we are both siblings and Jews, arguing. "Who wrote this?" one says. "That's not how it was." "There's so much left out," another complains. So go the days of sibling Beit Midrash. Despite the singular lives we've built with other people in other places, to each other, we're always the younger model. We were by circumstance and birth before our self-made upgrades. Just as when looking in a mirror, you notice not the glass and its cut, but the momentary you it reflects. When revisiting the shared scrolls of our past, our readings reveal more about the teller than the text, a text that reads us as we read it. Only from the new lines on my sister's faces do I know I'm aging. Only each other can we call to grouse about how, even now, in need of our help, our parents persist in being themselves. Siblings are archives of our earliest incarnations, how we mirror, hold, and mold each other as we go.